the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, we're very happy to have on the program the man who is fast becoming known in Mississippi as the Keeper of the Freedom Riders. I'm referring to the superintendent of the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman, Mississippi, the Honorable Fred Jones. Mr. Jones, as superintendent of the penitentiary, has had custody over around 200 Freedom Riders for the past several weeks. Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today, sir.
Thank you, Dick.
You have been providing jail facilities for these Freedom Riders, but let's get this question squared away at the very outset. Are they state prisoners? Are you responsible for them?
No, they're prisoners of Hinds County.
Now, why are they here at the state penitentiary then?
Because the numbers of them tax the facilities of Hinds County Jail, and we had plenty of room for them up here.
So actually, Hinds County authorities are, in a legal sense, leasing the jail facilities from you. You are merely providing the space, but the county is still in charge of the so-called Freedom Riders who are prisoners here.
That's true.
I know that this state penitentiary is a very large place. I understand it has around 22,000 acres on the prison farm. About how many inmates do you customarily have, Mr. Jones?
About 2,200.
And it's located in Parchman, which, as Mississippians probably realize, but the rest of the country may not be aware, is in the Mississippi Delta. Well, Mr. Jones, let's get on to the treatment of these so-called Freedom Riders. By the time these so-called Freedom Riders get to Parchman, they have been arrested by city police in Jackson, Mississippi, for violation of the breach of the peace statutes. They have been tried and convicted in the city court in Jackson. They have been jailed in Jackson and given an opportunity to post appeal bonds or to pay their fines and leave the city. After a reasonable time has elapsed, those who have not posted appeal bonds nor paid their fines are then transferred to the penitentiary here at Parchman. Do you have both men and women prisoners up here?
We do. We have a number of white, colored, both men and women.
Where are they being housed, these so-called Freedom Riders?
Well, the men are being housed, a portion of them, at Maximum Security Unit, and part of them in the First Offenders Dormitory here at the penitentiary. Women are all housed in Maximum Security.
Why is that?
To afford maximum security to them, and they are being supervised by white women employees.
In other words, for their own protection.
For their own protection.
Well, now, we saw this first offender camp today here at Parchman, where many of the so-called Freedom Riders are being housed. It looks like a brand new facility.
These Freedom Riders are the first people who ever occupied that building. We could house, if we had to, around 600 in that building, and we're reserving it in case of an influx of these people into the state.
I noticed at this first offender camp, there was a Hinds County deputy present. Now, why is he there?
Well, he has real custody over him. My wife says he's a babysitter for him.
I see. What are the Freedom Riders doing here at the penitentiary? Are they being worked?
No, they're not being worked. They're just locked in the cages and being guarded. And while they're obeying the rules, they can write home and receive mail and have a limited amount of reading matter.
Well, now, why aren't they being worked? I know most of the convicts here at Parchman are put to work either in the fields or on other duties around the prison.
These people were given jail sentences. They were convicted of misdemeanor offense and not sentenced to hard labor.
And on top of that, I understand that the attitude of the other inmates of the penitentiary might not be the best in the world towards them.
No, the other inmates resent these people. They don't like them. And if they were someone in close contact with them, they might be some harm done to them.
Mr. Jones, what sort of impression have these freedom riders made on you so far?
Well, the white people are kind of a crummy, lousy-looking bunch with long hair and pale, pimply faces and not too high a mentality. The niggers are kind of smart-aleck, arrogant bunch of niggers.
What sort of people are they? Are they the type of people that you would expect to see, for example, in a typical college, or are they the type you'd expect to see on a street corner?
I wouldn't expect to see them in a college. I'd expect to see them in the slum area or city.
Have they caused any particular problems to you as the administrative head of this penitentiary since they've been jailed here?
Yeah, they've caused a good many problems. First thing they did when they came here, they wanted to holler and sing and keep a loud noise and keep everybody else in the building awake. We took the mattress away from them, let them sleep on the floor until they agreed to stop that. And then a lot of them wouldn't give the food trays back out of the cells. And we just refused to give them any food with trays on it for a while, for a day or something like that, and told them when they got to where they'd give the trays back, we'd give them some more food.
I understand that a representative of the Minnesota governor's office was down in Mississippi on request of the governor of Minnesota to take a look and see if there was anything to some reports of alleged mistreatment of the Minnesota prisoners among the Freedom Riders. Did the representatives of the Minnesota governor visit this penitentiary?
Yes, sir. They visited here, and they were very nice people. The assistant district attorney of Minnesota and a lady who's chairman of the human relations group of that state were here. And they talked to all of the Minnesota riders and a good many others, and had an opportunity to talk to all the women, both white and colored, over here. And none of them said that they had been abused, and none of them claimed that any ill treatment. That all of them said they were being well fed. They just complained of not being together in a big dormitory and permitted certain privileges and rights that we do not accord prisoners up here.
When these two representatives of the governor of Minnesota went back to Minnesota, they made a report which was later made public. What did this report say?
It said that they were being well taken care of and that there was no abuses and well fed. And we were highly pleased that they made this report.
I understand you've had a good bit of mail from the people of Minnesota as a result of this.
Yeah, when these publicity began to break in the newspapers of Minnesota, I've had a large number of letters from people of Minnesota, and I never received one letter that wasn't complimentary of the way in which I was treating these freedom riders.
There have been several people who have been housed here as prisoners after being convicted as so-called freedom riders, who are then released on appeal bond. They usually go back to where they came from and call a news conference and complain about mistreatments and one thing and another. I've noticed that several of them have claimed that they were on hunger strikes while they were here. Is there anything to that, or is it all talk?
It's all talk. When they first came here, there's a few of them claimed to be on hunger strikes. Now, we had these people in cell blocks, two to a cell, and they would split a tray and send one back without any food on it. And then we would take the one out of the cell that claimed to be on a hunger strike and place them in isolated cells where they couldn't anyone pass food to them, and not a one of them failed to eat when that was done.
I see. What sort of reading material do the Freedom Riders have while they're serving out their sentences here?
We restrict this reading material. We give every one of them a Bible, and we give them a book by Carlton Putnam called Race and Reason, and let them digest that.
Mr. Putnam is a New Englander, is he not?
Yes, sir. But he's written one of the best accounts of race relations that I ever read in my life, and recommendations.
Well, since these Freedom Riders have been jailed in Mississippi, do you believe that any of them have come to have a better understanding of the South's problems?
Yes, I do. I think a good many of them have. Now, I don't say that they all now, or that any of them would be opposed to integration, but they all tell me that they see the South's position in a clearer way, and many of them think that this is just a matter of whether colored and white people can sit in a waiting room together, or maybe be served a lunch at the same counter, or maybe ride in the same coach. They don't understand that this is just another step towards total integration and social equality.
In other words, even though they may not have changed their own views, at least they understand now perhaps why the South is opposed to integration.
That's right, and I don't think they'll be so ardent integrationists after this either. Many of them won't. Of course, I don't think any of the Negroes have changed their mind, but I'm talking about the white ones.
Do you believe that these Freedom Rides are accomplishing anything other than giving you a few more inmates at the penitentiary?
I think that a lot of people over the United States are getting tired and sick of this, and Negroes hurting themselves now. And not only that, I think that they're destroying the good race relations existing between the whites and the colored people of the South.
Mr. Jones, your time has gone by very quickly. I'd like to thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of the Citizens Council Forum has been Fred Jones, the superintendent of the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman, Mississippi, the man who is becoming known as the keeper of the Freedom Riders. This program has come to you from the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series in different surroundings. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.